T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Senators consider how to replace Justice Ginsburg.
I'm Rodney Price. The first debate for the U.S. Senate seat was held this past weekend in Kansas. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. Smoke from area wildfires continues to make its way into south central Kansas, and it looks like our quiet, dry weather pattern will continue at least for now. Our full forecast is on the way.
A vacancy on the Supreme Court is suddenly a top campaign issue.
At a weekend rally, President Trump said he would not delay the process of filling Ginsburg's seat.
I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
As Republicans with a Senate majority push forward, Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware said on Fox News Sunday,
half of our states are already voting for the next president. We should honor Justice Ginsburg's last wish and let the voters pick the next president. The next president pick the next justice.
President Trump has an opportunity to nominate and possibly confirm his third Supreme Court justice in a single term. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A one vehicle crash Saturday south of El Dorado killed a Tawanda man. This happened in the 1300 block of Southwest Highway 77. Emergency crews found a Chevy pickup truck in a ravine. The truck, driven by 47-year-old Jeffrey Glaives of Tawanda, had apparently gone airborne and down into that ravine before striking an embankment. And a pedestrian died after he ran onto an interstate Saturday night. Kansas Highway Patrol says a 20-year-old Caleb Rosen of Minneapolis, Kansas, died after he was struck by an SUV on Interstate 135 about 12 miles north of Wichita. The three occupants of the SUV were not hurt. The Republican nominee for Kansas' open Senate seat has called for quick action to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Representative Roger Marshall also dismissed his Democratic opponent's disavowal of Green New Deal environmental proposals so often during a Saturday debate that she admonished him to, quote, stop deceiving voters. Marshall repeatedly attacked Democratic nominee and State Senator Barbara Boyer for switching parties in late 2018, suggesting she had embraced liberal values. She said several times that she opposed the Green New Deal as unrealistic and told Marshall he was, quote, running over the truth. The debate was the first for the candidates and was heard here on KNSS. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Celeste Resett from the Save Century 2 Coalition tells KNSS News the coalition was surprised that the city of Wichita was suing them.
Filed a lawsuit naming Carl, Peter, John, and myself after we had turned in all the signatures. So, yeah, we had no idea they were preparing to do this. We had to scramble quickly to reply to the lawsuit. We're filing an appeal this Friday, the deadline for the appeal, and we're going to fight back.
Celeste Brassett was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS. The Bobcat Fire continues to elude firefighters 2 weeks after it erupted in the San Gabriel Mountains. Fox's Christina Coleman has the latest.
The rain in the Pacific Northwest and cooler temperatures here in California are helping firefighters gain some ground on these fires, but dozens of them are still burning in steep and rugged terrain here in the West. The Bobcat Fire northeast of Los Angeles, where I'm at right now, has doubled in size since last week. It's burned more than 91,000 acres in 14 days. New evacuation orders were issued for some desert communities as strong winds pushed this fire further north. It destroyed some homes and the Nature Center at the Devil's Punchbowl Natural Area, a geological site that more than 130,000 people visit each year.
State officials say it is the worst fire season in California's history. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Chiefs in action yesterday, and we'll tell you all about it coming up in sports.
The pandemic having an impact on a traditional fundraising campaign. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:07 here on a Monday morning, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. The coronavirus pandemic is having an impact on a traditional fundraising campaign.
The Salvation Army has kicked off its annual holiday appeal early this year as it expects a 155% increase in the number of people requesting assistance this holiday season, from 2.6 million people to about 6.5 million. Salvation Army National Commander Kenneth Hodder says he also expects a drop in the red kettle donations.
Fewer retail stores, less traffic at those stores, the fact that people are carrying less cash, and the fact that many people who have given to the Salvation Army over the years are now unemployed.
Commander Hodder says to combat the expected decrease, donations can be made online at rescuechristmas.org. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A suspect has been arrested after poison-tainted mail was detected this past week before reaching its destination, the White House. Fox's Jackie Ibanez reports.
A woman suspected of sending an envelope with ricin to the White House has been arrested at the New York-Canada border. The letter was intercepted at a governmental facility that screens mail. Reportedly, the letter originally came from Canada.
According to officials, the woman was taken into custody by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers near Buffalo, New York, and is expected to face federal charges. A Nebraska man claimed he shot and killed a man in self-defense after being attacked during social justice protests in Omaha. Months later, he was indicted. Now, he's dead by suicide.
Jacob Gardner of Omaha was a white business owner charged with manslaughter for shooting and killing a black man during protests there. Gardner committed suicide, found dead Sunday outside a medical clinic in Hillsboro, Oregon. Last Tuesday, a grand jury formally charged 38-year-old Gardner in the death of James Scurlock, who Gardner shot May 30th during a protest outside Gardner's Omaha bar. Gardner claims self-defense. His lawyer says he went to California after the shooting and was shaken after the grand jury's indictment. An arrest warrant was approved on Friday, and he was supposed to return to Omaha on Sunday to face the charges. But he killed himself instead. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning out there in traffic, things looking pretty good at the moment. Traffic conditions looking good, although we are still seeing some slow traffic on K-96, especially right around the Rock Road area. So some heavier traffic there and things slowing down. Again, that's K-96 in the Rock Road area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Well, it's kind of smoky out there this morning.
Still.
And has been for several days, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, and at least we're not really expecting a whole lot of surprises when it comes to the forecast, you know, by now.
Yeah.
With that ongoing smoke from the wildfires out to the west, you know, this has been going on since the early part of last week. So this is what we can expect, of course, going through today once again. And I do see that kind of hazy, milky, kind of smoky sky still kind of lingering and hanging around for at least a few more days. And but we do have at least a few changes to the forecast where everything won't be kind of copy and paste every day this week. So let's go ahead and get right into things. We've got mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies today, but of course it's going to be that filtered sunshine, kind of that dirty hue to the sky due to that haze. South winds picking up a little bit more as we go through the day at 10 to 20 miles an hour, warming us up into the 80s, but only getting up to 81 degrees. So really right around average and pleasantly warm out there. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 58. Another refreshingly cool start to the day tomorrow by the time we wake up early Tuesday. And then those winds maybe kicking up the occasional light breeze out of the south at 8 to 18 through Tuesday. And we will have a few more clouds gradually kind of push in through the day. 20% chance of a shower. So far, it's looking like like it's mainly going to be to the south and east of Wichita. And this is actually going to be associated with a tropical system, Tropical Storm Beta, well down to our south in the Gulf. And it will continue to stay down to our south, but some of those minimal impacts we may be able to see as far north as here in Kansas. And when it comes to our Wednesday, another similar forecast, highs a little bit cooler in the 70s with a 10% chance of a shower, and then drier Thursday, but then temperatures starting to turn back up, getting close to 90 on Friday. Weekend cold front, coolness back down to 79 by Sunday, and any kind of chance of rain still looking pretty slim out there. Right now, currently, we're at 57 degrees with a partly cloudy sky out there. Winds at 7 miles an hour out of the south with a dew point of 56. Not really feeling all that bad, and I can attest to that, Steve. I just got done taking a quick step outside and don't really have too bad of a morning out there to get back into that work week routine.
Finally, a tropical storm with a name I can pronounce. Beta.
You know what? You can pronounce it, but yeah. Steve, just for perspective, I mean, we're in the Greek alphabet now, and to be into the Greek alphabet, that means we've gone through, you know, the regular alphabet. We've gone through all those letters, and it's so early in the season to be getting into that Greek alphabet, and we've still got all the way through November 30th until we're done with Atlantic hurricane season.
So we've gone through it, and we're starting over again. Is that it?
Yeah, that's one way to look
at it. Okay. All right. Well, beta, I can pronounce that.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Today is Monday, September 21st, and temperature high yesterday was 77, normal high 81. Well, after we had been in contact with a person tested positive for COVID-19, Jad and I took the week off. We've both been tested negative for COVID back here on the job. We're expecting Ted to return to the show here in a couple of days. He's taking a few days off, so Ted's taking some time off, but we expect to be back to normal before too much longer. Monday, September 21st, on this date in 1987, NFL players called a strike, mainly over the issue of free agency. The 24-day walkout prompted football owners to hire replacement players. The replacements. How about that? In Australia, there's a body of water in the Northern Territory called the East Alligator River. It isn't called the Humpback Whale River, so imagine how authorities felt when they found out three of the large mammals ended up in a murky, crocodile-infested river.
Wow, not just one, but three.
Three. Once the whales were spotted, the goal was to see them leave safely, and now that has been accomplished. It's happened.
Oh, that's good.
The last of the three whales navigated its way back out of the river and into a nearby gulf over the weekend. Meanwhile, Northern Territory government expert Carol Palmer is trying to figure out how the whales ended up in a croc-filled river in the first place. In case you're wondering, despite the river's name, the East Alligator River, there are no gators in Australia. Apparently, those who named the East Alligator River saw crocodiles, but didn't know the difference.
Yes.
So, the alligator is, that's native to our part of the world, right, Jay?
Yeah.
And it's got, as I understand, it's got a rounder snoot. Crocodile's got a more pointy one, I think. I don't know a whole lot about it, about alligators, crocodiles, not my forte. All right, the Supreme Court situation is going to be really interesting over the next few weeks as the Senate tries to figure out, President Trump will put up a nominee, I'm sure, and then they're going to try out figure out whether they're going to approve that person to take Ruth Bader Ginsburg's place on the U.S. Supreme Court. It's the highest court in the federal judiciary of the United States, and it's really ultimately decides what law is, hearing challenges and so forth. The Supreme Court, little factoids for you, established by Article 3 of the Constitution. The composition and procedures of the court were initially established by the first Congress through the Judiciary Act of 1789, as later set by the Judiciary Act of 1869. The court consists of the Chief Justice of the United States and eight associate justices. It's getting a little civics lesson for you here today. So a lot of people may not know about this. Of course, it's the top of the third branch of government, the executive over here with the president, the legislative over there with the House and Senate, and then the judiciary with the Supreme Court. And, again, the founding fathers, I think they came up with a pretty doggone good system of trying to get that balance of power between the three branches of government.
Separation of powers was important to them, yeah.
The justices or the nominees are put forward, and there's a lot of times it's a pretty contentious debate in the Senate over the things they've done, the rulings they've made, their qualifications and so forth. It can be pretty testy at times. It has been a couple of times in my lifetime anyway. But then when that person is approved, it's a life tenure. They can stay on the bench for the rest of their lives if they want to. Of course, this obviously, this protects them from trying to go out to the voters and getting reelected.
Yeah.
And it gives them some power, too, because if there's a Supreme Court justice who is considering retirement, then they can kind of time it politically on when they want to do that. So it's interesting, and we're going to find out here in the next couple of days who President Trump's got. He says he's got a female in mind, a woman, in Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Had a lot of she had an interesting story. Let's put it that way. A terrific story about a young Jewish woman trying to get herself into the law school and then getting into the legal profession. And, you know, it's quite a story, and she was quite a person. So that's what's going on in Washington. We'll keep an eye on that situation here over the next few days.
Yep.
And we've got an election coming up not too long, a little over a month from now. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS City Sports Time with Jad Chambers. And I got to tell you, the Chiefs and the Chargers, they played an ugly football game with a dramatic conclusion. Jad's going to tell us all about it, right, Jad?
That's right. Harrison Butker kicked a 58-yard field goal with a minute 55 remaining in overtime. The Kansas City Chiefs survived a matchup with the Los Angeles Chargers, an ugly one, 23-20. Patrick Mahomes, 27 of 47 for 302 yards and two touchdowns. And one of those one of those yards that he got, a huge play in the fourth on 3rd and 20. And by the way, Mahomes did not convert this one in the air. You heard this yesterday right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch Holtis with the call.
Late safety blitz. Mahomes steps up into the pocket. He'll scramble. He's at the 40, first down 30. He's at the 25. Mahomes is hit and goes down to the 24 of the Chargers. On the calls timeout quickly. Chiefs still have two left at 44 seconds to go in the game. It is a scramble of 21 yards by Mahomes on 3rd and 20.
Hey guys, if you pay $500 million for a quarterback, maybe he shouldn't have to run for 20 yards to convert a first down on his own.
On the other hand, my thought was, why didn't he do this earlier in the game when everybody was covered?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
Well, hey,
interesting, huh?
Guys, maybe get open.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. let's figure this one out, guys. Maybe just a little bit. Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Of course, he just, you know, kind of continues to talk about how good his teammates are and how well the team's doing.
As the game went on, I mean, that D-line's going to get through. I mean, they have great players over there. After I got hit a couple times, it kind of settled me back in, and I was able to find a way at the end of the game to put up enough points to get the win.
Yeah, so there you go. Just
yeah,
kind of
was
moving
ugly.
Right along.
It was ugly.
Really was kind of an ugly one out there. After a Thursday season opener and a Sunday afternoon game, the Chiefs travel to Baltimore next week for a Monday night football matchup with the Ravens. Programming tonight over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Chiefs Kingdom Show at 6 o'clock, and that is followed at 7 o'clock by Monday Night Football. This week, it's the New Orleans Saints visiting the brand-new Allegiant Stadium to face the Las Vegas Raiders. The Milwaukee Brewers beat the Kansas City Royals 5-3 on Sunday. They sweep the three-game interleague series. Only two series left for the Kansas City Royals in 2020. Both of them at home. So we've got tonight beginning a series against the Cardinals at Kauffman Stadium. First pitch on that one at 7:05. The U.S. Open is over. Bryson DeChambeau has won at Winged Foot in New York for his first major title, shooting a 67 on Sunday, finishing at 6 under. Third round leader Matthew Wolff shot a 75 to finish second. He was 6 strokes back. DeChambeau is the third person in history to win an NCAA title, a U.S. amateur, and the U.S. Open. Good company for DeChambeau, as he's right there next to Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods in that category.
Yeah.
So, not too bad there for Bryson DeChambeau winning at the U.S. Open. The second regular season AP Top 25 poll, college football poll, includes the SEC. They begin playing next week, but it does not include the Big Ten, who is going to start playing in about a month. The Big Ten becomes eligible for the poll next week, though. The Pac-12 is also not eligible for the poll, but they'll get their season, or, you know, their football underway here fairly soon in the Pac-12. Basically, what all this means is those college football polls don't mean anything right now.
Yeah.
So we've 2020s really put a dent in the meaning of those.
The usual suspects in the top five.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but here's the thing. The AP Top 25 poll right now actually has Clemson at number one, and then Alabama at number two, even though Alabama hasn't played a single game yet. Oklahoma's at number three. They do have a win, but they're number three. Looking for the rest of the Big 12, we've got Texas at number eight, Texas A&M at number 10, Oklahoma State at number 15. K-State is actually going to be facing the AP-ranked number three Sooners on Saturday after their season-opening loss against Arkansas State. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. The rich are under attack again. And we have traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.